Hi, Darren Hardy here again. Well, to complete this fantastic issue of the Success Magazine CD, I promised to share the top sales strategies of one of the greatest salesmen who's ever lived, at least in our lifetime. No doubt it was Mr. Steve Jobs. While Steve is known for his genius marketing and pulling Apple from the precipice of disaster and captaining it to the most valuable and beloved brand in the world, he was able to do all of this because he was the ultimate salesman, and a genius one at that. Most especially because he is not known or remembered as a salesman, but by all the other accolades given to him by others. Genius, revolutionary, leader, rebel, mover, mogul, luminary, etc. See how great of a sales job he did on you? Here are a few tips on how he achieved such a feat as a salesman and as a sales leader, and how you can be like Steve. Number one, don't compete on price. Nobody has ever bought an Apple anything because of the price. In fact, Apple is typically more expensive than all its most aggressive competitors. But people buy Apple because of the value of the products, not based on its cost. This is a great lesson for you too. Don't compete with other companies in your market based on price. Compete on value and do a better job articulating the value proposition of your products and services and the pain that it relieves and the virtuous promise that it delivers. Number two, Steve said, people don't know what they want until you show it to them. Steve was the ultimate evangelical salesperson. This is where customers need to be first educated on why they need your product. Then they can be your best advocates, actively spreading the word on behalf of your company or product. Nobody was out looking for the iPhone when it came out, nor the iPod or iPad. But now, nobody wants to be the only one in their community without one. Your product can work the same. If you and your sales reps evangelize and educate your consumer marketplace on the better world created by your product or service, you can achieve the same feat. Number three, create great presentations. I call Jobs the greatest keynote speaker of our lifetime. Jim Rohn used to describe two orators from antiquity. One was named Cicero, the other was named Demosthenes. Cicero was Roman, Demosthenes, Greek. He said that when Cicero spoke, the masses were awed and would exclaim, "What a brilliant speech." When Demosthenes spoke, the people would say, "Let us march." When Steve Jobs spoke, people would say, "Let us buy." Lots of speakers speak for back-of-the-room sales. To do several $100,000 after a speech is an epic day. Steve would do billions after his speech. He was that good. If you want to know how, a book that I recommend is The Presentation Secrets of Steve Jobs by Carmine Gallo. You've heard me interview Carmine a couple of times here on the Success Magazine CD. Hey, how about this? During the month that this issue is on newsstands, I will post on my blog the interview that I did with Carmine about The Presentation Secrets of Steve Jobs. There's some great stuff in there. Just go to darrenhardy.success.com. That's darrenhardy.success.com. Be sure to sign up for email updates while you're there. I'm always putting up great resources like this for you. Now ask yourself, how good are your sales presentations? When you study Steve's and then look back at your own, do you see room for improvement? If so, close that gap. There is a massive upside for you in doing so. Here's number four. Create a buying experience. Jobs wasn't in it to make a sale. He was in it to deliver a full and complete experience. Look at how an Apple store is set up to facilitate an experience, not just a transaction. Look at how the product is designed, packaged, and delivered, and then supported. It is an end-to-end experience, very specifically, diligently, and very carefully created. This is why Apple has earned such a passionate and loyal fan base. How about you? Are you out to make a sale or to create a full and complete experience? Take a look. The answer and improvements in your business philosophy and strategy could create the breakthrough that you're looking for. And number five, don't fear failure. Jobs lived his "Think Different" tagline. He was always willing to think way outside of the box or create an entirely new box with seemingly radical ideas. He was willing to try new things and fail. Apple is not remembered for its failures, but they have many. Just to name a few, there was the Apple III, Macintosh TV, the 20th anniversary Macintosh, Power Mac G4 Cube, Apple Bandai Pippin, Apple Works, iPod U2 Special Edition, eMate 300, Macintosh Portable, eMac, and of course, the Newton and the Lisa. But by failing, and failing fast, early, and often, Jobs learned valuable lessons from his experiences, which shaped his later successes. So for you and your sales team, don't be afraid to fail. Learning through failure is a great way to grow quickly. As another great salesman, Zig Ziglar, would say, expect the best, prepare for the worst, and capitalize on what comes. So go fail quickly, often, and continuously, and let those failures sharpen your skills, processes, and expertise. All right, well, thank you for joining me for another fantastic issue of the Success Magazine CD. Now, it's your turn. Here's some encouragement from our friend Jeffrey Gittimer. Obstacles can't stop you, problems can't stop you, most of all, other people can't stop you. Only you can stop you. So go out and be a shining example of success at work, at home, and in your community. And I'll meet you right back here to guide you as we journey together along the never-ending search for the best within you. Until then, I wish you great success.
To learn how to share success with your friends and business associates, visit success.com. While you're there, sign up to receive the free newsletter, Seeds of Success, to get great ideas, inspiration, and quotes delivered to your inbox every week. Success Magazine Audio, copyright 2014 by Success. All rights reserved.